This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027.
The news that cell phone companies will now be required to provide customers with an option to roll over unused data as part of a new set of regulations announced last week by ICASA has been welcomed by consumers, obviously. But what about shareholders? Are cellular companies likely to lose revenue as a result? And if so, I think Vodacom will be the most affected given its high reliance on income from South Africa. Well, to find out how the rollover will work and its potential impact on cellular operators, I'm joined now by Tech Central editor Duncan McLeod. Evening, Duncan.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Now, yesterday, ICASA published its reasons document, which I think self-explanatorily says that these are the reasons why we've arrived at our decision to ensure that there's rollover. But it does seem to leave the door open for service providers and network operators. What did it state?
Well, there were two sets of draft regulations that were released last year ahead of the publication this week of the final regulations. And certainly the final regulations when it comes to data rollover have been massively watered down compared to the previous two sets of draft regulations. The most recent of those, which was published in November, proposed that all data bundles will have a rollover period of 3 years. And the most significant change in the final regulations is that ICASA has stated simply that there must be data rollover, but they've made it clear in their reasons documents that it is up to the operators to determine what how long that period of rollover should be. So the 3 years has been scrapped, and it's up to the operators to determine the period of rollover. So in theory, they could roll over your data for 60 seconds once it expires, and that's all they'd have to do to comply with the regulations. ICASA is trying to use moral suasion to get them to roll over data for a period of a month, you know, at least until the new data bundle that comes into effect with each rolling period expires. So they're trying to use moral suasion, but they're not imposing anything hard and fast in the regulations on the period of that data rollover. So it's really up to the operators to decide what they want to do.
That is quite interesting. And we're talking service providers here too. So if I've got a monthly at-home data contract with AfriHost, for example, for 10 gigs per month, and I use 6 gigs, does that mean they have to roll over the other 4 into the next month on top of the 10 I get for the new month?
My understanding of reading the regulations is that it applies not just to mobile operators but to any service provider, so that would include your ISP. But again, it's up to the ISP to determine how long that period of rollover may be, so your ISP may decide that, in fact, the rollover period will be very short.
Looking at this, it's very difficult to extrapolate what impact this might have on earnings, because if you look at it from one perspective, it could even boost revenue if operators start saying that you can roll data over at your next data purchase only, for example, or use a kind of carrot approach. So it's very difficult to say what impact this might have for shareholders. How are you reading the potential impact? Because as we know, data, it really has been a strong driver of revenue, more so than voice over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes, I think that the operators, all the operators are saying they're still studying the regulations and will comment more fully once they've had a chance to have a proper look at them. But my reading of the regulations is I'm sure the mobile operators in particular are very happy with the final set of regulations. I think the final set of draft regulations released in November had them very worried about the three-year rollover. In fact, some were even suggesting that imposing something like that could have led to higher data prices and could have had a negative impact on their operating models. So the final set of regulations, which have been watered down substantially, I think will be welcomed by the mobile operators. I think they'll be breathing a rather large sigh of relief.
One doesn't know how much the revenue generated from data is used to cross-subsidize other infrastructure, and that's where it becomes an interesting conversation. But we know spectrum is a big thing at the moment, and I think from one perspective, I almost feel sorry for the operators because it looks like this could boost data traffic on the networks, but networks that are already constrained due to the delay in that spectrum allocation.
Yeah, I don't see this having a massive impact. It really depends what they decide to do, and they'll be tuning their commercial models. But, you know, I think ICASA is hoping that a competitive environment is going to lead to a situation that benefits consumers, but they really have left it in the hands of the operators. So I think we're going to have to wait and see what they come up with. They've got 30 days to implement these regulations. The extent to which they offer data rollover, we're just going to have to wait and see what they do.
Yeah, I've been chatting to some analysts in the market who are worried about the lack of clarity, perhaps, that we've seen in the wording of the regulations. And just one example is how the Internet of Things SIM cards are handled. They seem to be lumped into this, but very difficult to offer a rollover to an Internet of Things SIM card that is attached to a machine and expected to respond. Yeah. The other provisions relate to notifications. What has ICASA said here about notifying the end user?
So they're saying that there has to be notifications sent to users upon a certain percentage use of data bundles. So once they reach 50%, then 80%, then 100%, then they have to send out an SMS or some other form of communication to the subscriber to say that that level of usage has been reached. I think the most significant thing in these regulations actually is the fact that out-of-bundle data is now an opt-in rather than an opt-out service. And I think that is a very strong pro-consumer measure, and that is actually probably going to be the thing that hits the bottom line of these companies the most, even though they have been driving consumers to in-bundle options quite aggressively. I think they still make very good profits on consumers who go out-of-bundle, and the fact that ICASA has now said if someone completes their bundle, they're going to have to physically opt in to go out of bundle. I think it's going to have a big impact on them. But it's a pro-consumer move, and I think many people have been burnt by going out of bundle when not even realizing that they're out of bundle. It certainly happened to me in the past. I think that's a strong pro-consumer move by ICASA, and it's probably the most significant thing that they've announced in these regulations.
And they are set to come into force end May, is that right?
1 month from the publication, which was on Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
And so we're looking at around the 1st of June, yes.
Fantastic. That was Tech Central editor Duncan McLeod just sharing a little bit more insight into ICASA's decision to allow for the rollover of data without, as we've heard, being overly prescriptive, which is quite an interesting move and perhaps a bit of a watering down on the initial drafts, as we heard. You're listening to Classic Business on Classic 102.7.